Hey, and welcome back to another exciting episode of Extra Features Interview. Today we have my favorite guest, all the way from Russia. She's up late, I'm up early, it all works out well. Katerina Moskova.
Moskvina.
I'm trying, I'll get it right one of these days. And she's here with her 4-minute short. So we're not going to talk a lot, just so everybody knows it's 4 minutes. And she always wants to tell you that English is not her first language, and I have to talk slow. But it will get it all through. So how have you been?
So, hello everyone. I'm feeling great and very excited to have an interview with you.
So, 4 minutes, and you have a hashtag with your film called Creators for Change. Is this a movement or is this just you personally?
Is there some kind of movement appearing on YouTube? If your video is about to change the world for better, you can add this hashtag to improve the world. In my case, this video is to change the world, to start doing something, to, for example, work out, to improve your body, your health, and something like that.
Now, you know, I'm going to have to ask you right here, what do you do yourself to encourage yourself to do these things?
Very often I just search in the internet and some wise words or articles appear in my mind, and I try to figure out how to visualize it to my videos. And such things are inspiring me to improve my own life as well. So I try to make all negative thoughts go away and start to think positively and improve each aspect of your life and of the world to the better.
So the movement isn't just for exercise then, it's for bettering yourself in general. It could be anything.
It could be anything. It can also to improve the environment, to stop. Once again, I need to check my translation.
So just so everybody knows, Kate does these for me to make me happy, to try, because I can't do them in Russian, so she's doing the best she can.
Okay, if you have some pollution in the air, you can stop doing negative things and start doing better things for that. Also, if you have previous my 2-minute work about negative news around us, and this video has a hashtag Creators for Change as well, and that means that you can stop watching how world coming to an end and just start doing something, not to watch. It's your choice how the world will change because of you. If you do nothing, the world came to an apocalypse, I think.
Quite possible. So let's get into your video a bit more now. You have music throughout the whole thing. Constant dance music, I would call it. Maybe it's motivational music. I don't really know how you classify it.
It was really hard to find the appropriate music. I was searching for some references, but it's really hard to find. And I invited a composer for Italy, and he did an amazing job. It's a great music that could convey the exact atmosphere and the passion, the power of the music itself, of the video pressure. So I'm really glad that Claudia, that's composer, could bring the whole new side of the emotions into the video.
So, in the sense, I mean, I know you're an editor. I think people should know you're a very, very good editor. How many edits did you do throughout the video?
Could you repeat the question, please?
How many cuts did you do during the video?
So these cuts, I used After Effects a lot, and there is a thing called a bit of cane elements, as well as rotor brush effect. So I combined those effects into my new kind of transitions. I was inspired of some music videos and concerts to approach this effect.
So you are using still photos and you use movement.
In most cases, I used videos because it was it's good to rotor brush and no need to additional efforts. Just one scene was used with a still photo, and it's at the beginning when the lazy man start to exercises. Whole new stuff was used as video footage.
So where did you find your weightlifter guy or boxer? I think he looks like a boxer the way he's built, but he could be a weightlifter.
Okay. You ask about the actor, right?
Yes.
Okay, it's an actor. He lives in Moscow. I found it on Facebook, I think, and he agreed to participate in my movie. He was interested to motivate people as well. He adores sport, and he loves to shoot, to participate in such a motivational film.
And we can't forget about the guy eating pizza on the couch.
Yeah.
Where does he come from?
He's a friend of mine. We studying in the university, just in different departments. I'm a film director, and he's a one second. Художник means artist, painter, and he very often tried to participate as an actor, and he doing very well with such roles. So that's amazing to work with such great people.
Did you think of changing out the pizza to maybe a bag of chips or a chocolate bar or something else?
This shots was appearing on the screen to show that that guy is really enjoys what he likes to do, eating pizza a lot and watching video with his adorable trainer. And he thought he's doing great just to watch how other people doing great things, but he doesn't like to do anything for his own. And that's the a metaphor, I think, just to show that he wastes his time just for junky things.
Okay, let me rephrase the question because I know you didn't answer it. When you shot the man with the pizza, did you shoot a scene with different food in it? Or was pizza always your first choice?
Okay. It's, I just understand what you're saying, but I understand the question at all.
Did you want to substitute out the food? Was it always a pizza that was going to be used, or did you have other ideas?
I just try to show some oily food.
Okay.
For the first time, I thought about burgers or potato free. I felt burgers and a very naive choice, and I just tried to pick some pizza and the chips. It was an improvisation for the last scene, and when the man appearing on the gym, it was an improvisation that he appeared with the pizza, not with the chips, bag of chips. And that's how it looks right now.
So how long does it take you to shoot a video of this length, 4 minutes?
It was about 2 days of shooting. And about 3 weeks of editing, because it was really hard to find the tempo of editing without the proper music reference. So, and I tried to find out some visual effects to make this video not the simple as the other motivational video have, and to add some additional transition effects, and to reveal the power and emotions of the concept of the video.
Now, this maybe I'm going to speak a little bit slower. I know Russian's your first language.
Yeah.
Now, have you ever worked with English actors, only English speaking? So, if you did, how difficult would you find it to speak to them?
It's not really hard to speak in English. I understand English very well, but it's really hard to speak because most often write than speak directly to the actors. Lazy Man is a Russian, and the trainer is he talks, his first language is French, but he understands English very well. On the set, we speaking Russian English. He lives in Moscow and understands Russian a bit. So it was a funny experience. It was a very funny experience to talk on two languages at once on the set to explain the actors what to do.
Do you plan on doing more videos for Creators for Change, or is this it?
Yes, I'm planning to shoot more videos. I created a new channel for this type of videos called Indie, and I'm planning to continue shoot new motivational videos for different themes. Maybe it was for marriage, maybe for education, or something else. Every thought that could change the world for better.
Okay. I have three fun questions for you before you go.
Okay.
And that you knew were coming because you've been here before.
Yeah, okay.
What is the last film you saw in the movie theater?
Wow. Oh, okay. It's Depeche Mode, Spirits in the Forest.
Do you think DVDs are dead?
Absolutely. But I loved DVD menus. Very often I like DVD menus, and I will be miss them. But there is a streaming opportunities to stream the videos. Maybe they will make something new for that. It was a great thing that when you open DVD and you see some great visual menus for it. So yes, DVD is dead, but there are new opportunities for videos.
What film made you want to be a director?
It's, I think it's not a film, but it's about lifestyle itself. I was bored with the typical occupations that people get. Every day is the same, and as a filmmaker, you can choose every kind of occupation and transform it to your new story. So, as a filmmaker, you can have several occupations, and the life looks more brighter, I think.
Tell everybody where they can find your video.
It's on YouTube. It's called Urge Me On, Motivational Film. So I please welcome to watch it.
Thank you for your time and have a good evening.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Hey, I just want to say thank you for listening to this great interview. We have more on our website at www.extrafeatures.ca. And if you enjoyed it, can you please go to iTunes and leave us an iTunes review and like us on our Facebook page. Thank you.